And you're listening to VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. The leader of Vermont's Catholics has a key role in this week's papal visit to the U.S. The Most Reverend Christopher Coyne, Bishop of Burlington, has earned the nickname the Blogging Bishop for his social media savvy and his relationships with the press. Well, now he's on the road serving as one of the Pope's media coordinators. Bishop Coyne joined us by phone from Washington, D.C. Bishop, welcome back to VPR.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
So as media coordinator, what exactly are your duties during the Pope's visit this week?
Well, I'm one of many who are doing the work of trying to coordinate the media presence and work with the papal visit. I'm pretty much an on-site resource person for, you know, interviews like this, but also just for any questions that media people might have. And so I'm here at each of the three filing centers, one here in Washington, D.C., then we'll have one in New York and one in Philly. In which we're serving, at the end, over 8,000 credentialed media representatives from 600 outlets.
So you're sort of working in the cockpit. We could hear reporters behind you filing their stories and doing things like that, helping them do the things they need to do to cover the Pope.
Right. You know, we're working to also get them to the venues. There's all kinds of pool reporting going on and trying to kind of deal with some of the frustration that comes when you can't, when a reporter can't get to a venue because of restrictions and things like that. What I'm also kind of around is a spiritual person. We're going to, you know, taking care of the staffing and everybody else as far as celebrating the church's services and sacraments.
I'd read that you were doing late night masses for the reporters. Is that right?
Yeah, 9:30 at night, and that's only because a lot of the times people have to be leaving by 5 o'clock in the morning to get to setups for late morning, early afternoon presentations by the Pope. And I'm not getting up at 4:30 to say mass.
This is a pretty big responsibility for a really big visit by the Pope. How did you land this job?
I've been a member of the Communications Committee of the Conference of Bishops for 4 years now. I will say, too, part of it is my background in social media, and where you have a real large social media presence for this visit.
You do have this reputation as the blogging bishop. Pope Francis has taken some stances that folks have seen as more liberal on certain issues. Is this a new age, a new direction for the Catholic Church?
I think it's a new way of how we're dialoguing with the culture and with people. I think we're talking, trying to be more engaging, more open-minded, more open-handed. And we're talking more about what we're for rather than what we're against. And I think the people respond to that very well. And I think that that's part of the genius of what Pope Francis is doing.
I've heard in a lot of the media coverage of ahead of the Pope's visit, it sounds like reporters are waiting for him to say something that could be politically explosive or can be construed as being political in any way. As someone who's dealing with reporters, is that a concern of yours at all?
It's a concern only because when you try and politicize what the Pope's saying, is you're missing the point about who he is. He's not a politician. He doesn't belong to a political party. Frankly, in terms of the positions that he's held over the time he's been Pope, he's managed to annoy both the right and the left at one stage or another. And I think you can't read him through the prism of politics. You have to read him through the prism of being a faith leader. And that's where he comes from. And he isn't identified with one group or another. He just feels he's speaking the gospel truth.
Bishop Coyne, here in Vermont, we've seen declining church attendance among Catholics. You've said that getting more fannies in the pews, as you put it, is a priority for you. Do you think this papal visit can help with that?
I think any time you get a good kind of message out and any time that something you're promoting can be seen in a good light by anyone, it's certainly a very positive thing to bring to the table. We're going to have to continue to still do a lot of follow-up. I mean, there's a lot of people who really, really like Francis, but there's a lot of people who still are very very disenfranchised and very, you know, very much apart from the Catholic Church, don't trust the Catholic Church, don't agree with the Catholic Church. And so we have to build upon the good that he brings, and that's where we really have to do the work in Vermont.
What do you think the Pope's visit offers non-Catholic Christians and people of other faiths?
I think what it does is it offers up the reality that it's okay to be a person of faith within the public sphere, whether it's one that's a Catholic pope or one that's the leader of another faith or just a faithful believer in any kind of religion, but to take to heart the message that the religions always seek to bring us closer together as human beings and not separating us by war or violence or bigotry.
We've been speaking with the Most Reverend Christopher Coyne, Bishop of Burlington. He's been traveling with Pope Francis during his visit to the U.S., working as a media coordinator. Bishop, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, and have a good day.